This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question for...
42.
Nope. But might be.
Ah.
I have a question for you, Aaron.
Okay.
And for all the listeners of this show.
Okay.
But not for T-Hack.
Okay. Should I leave the room? I've been yes, prepared for this day since day one. I'm like, at some point, they're going to go leave the room and never come back.
Well, you can come back. So we've been talking about doing this haunted house thing.
Yes. The Slacker Show Spooktacular.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
Okay.
You threw in sexy the other day. I did not like that.
I don't think
that.
Sexy needs to be in there. I mean, even though, I mean, if I
get
go,
out of the room? No.
If I go at all, the sexy will just, is it, it's implied, right?
Right.
Just from.
And like a limo, sexy.
Well, more of a party bus, because I think we want to bring 10 listeners, like five listeners and their friends and whatever, and then get a party bus and go to like three haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
Just like go boink, 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 and then like hit three different things. And I think it's going to happen. In fact,
we're trying to put it together.
Aaron
for
is
sure.
making some calls today.
Yeah.
And then
reaching
our
out
promotions
to people.
Guy, yeah. Like party bus companies, some of you who reached out and if you are affiliated with any haunted houses or party bus companies, we'd love to hear from you. There's a chance that one of our favorite pizza companies is going to get involved in this thing. So T-Hack has stated that he doesn't like haunted houses.
He doesn't like spooky things at all, really.
Okay, but did you take it?
You do?
I like spooky. I don't like scary.
Oh.
That's what I love of Halloween. Okay. I love the little ghosts and like the pumpkins and the spook and the witch. Ooh, the spookiness. But not like, I'm going to rip your face off.
Why are you?
You're like, whoa. I just wanted
this
to
see
you.
This is why we asked you to leave the room.
Okay. All right.
Because
I'm getting defensive.
Just calm down.
I have to see him in a haunted house now.
Okay. But did you, Aaron?
Yes.
Did you think he was being, like he was exaggerating
I thought he was playing
a
it
little
up.
Bit?
Yeah.
So did I. So we had a meeting today with our boss. And it's like, we're moving forward with this. We really want to get this to happen.
Yeah.
Like third week or fourth week in October. We want to make this happen. Listeners,
and we want to go
guys,
to at least three, maybe four.
I think four is going to be a stretch because we got to roll in, jump off the bus, go through the haunted house. And then Tiak goes, when are we going to do a ranch dressing tour? Because he knows that I would never eat ranch dressing. Like literally never. So he is comparing his aversion to haunted houses to a deeply scarring thing that happened to me as a child that has made it so I can't put white and creamy things in my head. I just can't do it. I cannot physically do it. And you're making threats in front. Like, Tiak doesn't talk like that.
No, and he was very quiet in that meeting in general.
Super quiet.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, Aaron, and I'm asking the listeners, are we being jerks to Tiak for making him go on this thing? It's not. No. I see you nodding and moving closer to your mic. Da, 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 da. Step up. It. Are we jerks? Or is this just, well, are we helping him get through something? Because haunted houses are fun.
They're fun.
I don't like it.
Oh, I love them.
I don't like it. I'm sort of closer to T-Hack than I am to you. Mm. But you know what I am? I'm strong. And I'm a man. And I can go. As he knows he can't talk. I know. I'm just pushing everybody.
Yeah.
I want to be a role model to my children and show them how to deal with adversity. Because you know what? Not every day is the things you want. You don't always just get to have Culver's every day. You know what I mean, Aaron?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do tough things in life.
Yeah, but just seeing today the realness of his
is it
nervousness.
Or was he just, is this just, is it like when you have an intervention with somebody and they're pushing, he's just flailing, like he's just grasping because he knows it's like, but if he, once he's in this haunted house.
I think he'll do it, but he's not going to be happy about it.
So do we force him to go or does he get the night off?
I think,
or does he,
no,
does he
I
come
think
on the party bus?
He comes on the party bus. We all do the first one. And then if he feels like he needs to sit out the next ones, then okay. I'm proud that he went in the first one.
I don't know if I don't want to be the guy because he's already threatening to pee his pants. All right. Okay. Permission to
Who
speak.
Who is that
okay.
a threat to?
Thank you.
By the way. I'm just, is it that bad? Is it that?
Yeah, so you said like you don't eat white and creamy things. It's something you would never do. I never go to haunted houses. That's something I never do. I did in high school when there was a lot of peer pressure to go and to be
much like this.
Brave and strong for you, for the girl you're dating and that kind of thing.
I'm the girl.
But it's something I would never do. I haven't been since high school. So this is, it's a big deal for me. Yeah. I'm a little,
but it doesn't
also,
make you.
I just want to point out that the idea started off as like, maybe we could find some greatly decorated houses for Halloween. We could just see who's got the best decorations. I'm like,
right,
I'm all in.
We're going to do that too.
My turn.
No. What? What?
You said I could talk. Yeah,
Let's play the quiet game. You first. Shut up.
Hold on.
Wow.
But does that mean he gets to talk exclusively?
I don't know.
I want you to know that I still want to do that as well.
Yes. So and then it was like, well, maybe we could also go to a haunted house. And I was like, oh, okay. And now it's like, how many could we hit in one night? Could we do like all four? Could we go to five? Like, or could we cross a state line to go to one? And it's like,
nobody,
I thought there was some decorations.
We're going to do.
I thought there was candy involved.
There's going to be candy.
Not like headless people and stuff.
We'll do a spooky thing.
Okay.
We'll do your spooky. We'll go to like Thornton because there was a couple good neighborhoods that also said, and we'll go do that.
Okay.
We'll do the light version of this thing. But like you need to be open to
scary.
Yeah. And I want you to decide. Will you let the listeners decide if you have to do it?
No, I'm going.
If, you're
like,
going to be
on
the bus.
If we do it, I'm going. I'm going to go in. Like I'm going to do it. But Aaron's right. I'm going to hate it.
That's why I think you could do the first one and then say
no,
I'm good.
No, I don't want him to do any. I want him to do all or none. That's,
no.
Yes.
Okay, none.
No. Okay, fine. Don't do it. Then you know what?
I don't know.
Then I don't even want you to come.
Hold on.
You know, I'm just, no. This
I'll
is,
do my own tour.
No.
I'll be on the ranch dressing tour. Who wants to go on that? 51059.
Text it. You just stole my text thunder now? If anybody, I want you to know, I will write down every number who texts into 51059 who wants to go on the ranch tour and you don't get to come on anything else.
Oh, come on.
And you and T-Hack could go to all the, what would a ranch, can I just ask that? What would a ranch dressing tour be? You just go, isn't ranch dressing ranch dressing? Are you saying there are some places where ranch dressing is better than other ranch
Newman's,
dressings?
Hidden Valley.
I mean, what?
Yeah, restaurants have good ones actually because they're made differently or they make their own, they make them in house.
So you're
they're
saying it's like McDonald's Coke. Like you go into McDonald's and their Coke tastes different than everybody else.
Yeah.
So if you go into Buffalo Wild Wings, their ranch is somehow superior to, because I've been told this, that Dion's Pizza, their ranch dressing is superior
really?
To all of their.
Oh, I've never had it at Dion's before.
Yeah. Friends of mine who, when they get Dion's, they're like, did you get the ranch? And I'm like, no, why would I, what? Why in God's name would I? So.
Interesting. No, Texas Roadhouse has really good ranch too. It's like, it's very thick. You wouldn't like it, I don't think, but.
Okay.
It's on the list of places to stop by.
Okay. It is. All right. It should Tiak have to go on this, text into 51059. And if he does, should I have to go on a ranch dressing tour? Because I don't think they're the same. I think you're being a wuss, and I will throw up.
Should Slacker have
to... He might throw up, too. He was ready to pee.
He's not going
to
throw up.
He might.
All right. Listen, yeah, should Slacker have to change my pants if I wet them?
Yeah.
I'll do it even if you don't.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.